This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. It seems that cranes are everywhere. Building cranes, that is. Hooping cranes, on the other hand, are disappearing faster than you can say look up. A coalition of environmentalists sued the state of Texas, claiming mismanagement of the flow of fresh water to the hooping crane's habitat resulted in much higher salt content and the deaths of 23 birds, bringing the state's hooping crane population to the brink of extinction. The plaintiffs claim the death constituted an unlawful taking under the Endangered Species Act. Texas argued the federal court had no jurisdiction, but the court found for the plaintiffs. And what really did in the state's case was the fact that one of its experts testified that hooping cranes have well-developed supraorbital salt glands that rid their body of excess salt, allowing them to live in a saltwater marsh with no fresh water. However, the expert later admitted that he made the whole thing up. The court ordered immediate remedial action and thus ended a case that is truly for the birds. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.